This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I wanted to ask you about your eventful offseason. I know I saw your reaction when things got cleared.
Right.
What was it like for you remaining quiet, understanding your side of the story and how things eventually played out?
Like I can tell you this, like the first week or two is on your mind heavy. Like, man, I wish they'd just hurry up and give me my results, because I had got a blood test like right after I had got out. You know, I'm smart, you like that. So I had already had mine back, so I was just waiting on them. And so you just waiting and you waiting and you waiting and you waiting. Then after like a month passed, it's like, all right, I'll just get it when I can get it. So if it had came out like 2 weeks, probably after, I'd have had a lot more to say. But like when it did come out, it was just like a nagging. Like whenever it come out, I'd be free, I guess. So, and like, I think one of the things that kind of like aggravated me was that they entered me into the program for no reason. You know, like drug abuse program or whatever. And that's when I like really got mad, because you know what I'm saying? You get pulled over, your test results come back with nothing. They try to enter you into the program. It's kind of like, wow, you know, so that's a big inconvenience, but it is what it is.
How did that maybe alter or shake up your focus or your time or any part of your off season that was focused on football?
Well, you know, like right around the time that happened, it was right around the same time that like the George Floyd and all of that was happening. So it's just like it really puts things into perspective. Like that could have been me. Like, if I ain't just yes, sir, no, sir, and just comply, like, all it took was for me to move the wrong way or do something the wrong way, and that could have been me. So it's just, it was tough, bro. But after that, I still worked out and everything. It just put it in perspective, like, hey, you got to slow down. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch your surroundings and stuff like that and try to keep yourself out of a situation like that, because, like, life is real and life come at you fast. Like, I was on my way to the house. I didn't expect to get arrested. So, like, you never know. Like, you could be doing anything, and then life could just hit you. So, just got to be careful, bro. Life precious.
Thanks a lot, Ed.
Hey, Ed, good to see you. Matt Bovee here with WKBW. Kind of feeding off John's question, what'd you learn about yourself during this entire process? Because I'm sure this was not how you were expected your offseason to go. Ed, you're muted, by the way. Somehow you got muted.
Oh, okay. I just learned that I was a resilient human. Like, you go through stuff, and I just knew in the back of my mind, like, it ain't gonna last forever. You just gotta go through it, and you can get through whatever. Like, and another thing I learned about myself, like just because you're having a bad day or whatever, it's always going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, my mom was telling me, like, you live through 100% of your worst days. So, like, your worst day, you already been through that. So, like, ain't no reason to just sit and ponder on that. You already been through that. You're good. Just get through it. Just whatever they tell you to do, you got to go through it. I guarantee it's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Thanks, Ed.
Hey, Ed, looking back at your season last year when you got a chance to, you know, go back through all the games this offseason, what did you learn about your rookie year, and what are you trying to work on for your second year in the NFL? A lot of people have dubbed you as someone who could have a breakout year in your second year when talking about defensive tackles?
Mm-hmm. I learned a lot from my first year, basically like how they block guys like me and stuff like that. And I really learned a lot towards the end of last year. So I'm just expecting to start off where I left off last year. And if I can do that, I'd be in great shape. And really got tremendous coaching. So just learning and learning as much as I can right now so I can go apply that to the field.
And what are your impressions of some of the new defensive linemen on this team? Quentin Jefferson, Vernon Butler, Mario Addison. How do you think they can help this group as a whole?
Well, Mario, a seasoned vet, a guy I can learn a lot from. Q, he a great pass rusher. I think he'll like top five or something in D-tackles rush win percentage or something like that. So he a great pass rusher, and I can definitely learn from him. And Big Butler, he's just a great veteran presence too. So I can learn from all those guys, good players, good pickups, stuff we definitely needed on the D-line. Or not definitely needed, but great to have.
Thanks, Ed.
No problem.
Hey, Ed. Ed Brown, WROC in Rochester, man. Appreciate your time. Do you have any idea if you had zero drugs in your system, how you got arrested in the first place? And what's your take on that at this point?
You know what? I was certain zero of anything. So, like, I'm not sure how you get arrested with nothing in your system, but I don't know. I don't know how I got arrested. That's one of the things that I say, like, life can hit you quick. Like, even if you innocent, you can still go to jail for nothing. Yeah, you just got to do what you got to do, bro. If they say attorney, you got to go to jail, don't resist, go to jail. Like I say, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, come back 000. All right, let them go. Drop all charges. Okay, good. So if they just tell you got to go to jail, guess what? You got to go to jail that day. I mean, it's not right, but it is what it is. I can't fight five officers. So might as well just go to jail. I ain't had no choice.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Your attorney said that you felt violated by the whole incident. Is that right? An accurate portrayal of how you feel at this point?
Right. Like, I don't know if any of y'all ever been to jail, but like, you get stripped down, you get put in this jumpsuit. My jumpsuit had like holes by your private part, these slippers, and man, I didn't feel right, because I feel like I shouldn't be doing this. Like, I didn't work my life and walk the straight line my whole life to be put in a jumpsuit and be taken to jail for what? So that's how I felt violated.
Ed, thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Hey, Ed, it's Josh Reed with the CBS station here in Buffalo. What was your emotional, how emotional were you? What emotions were you feeling when you got arrested? Were you angry? Were you surprised? Were you shocked? At what point did you get angry? I'm sure there had to be some anger in there.
I think I got like a little frustrated when he was like, well, after I took the breathalyzer test and he was like, it came back 000. And he was like, but I still think you're intoxicated. And I was like, bro, I'm just tired. Like, I just want to go home. He was like, nah, you got to come with us tonight. And I was like, I just got a little frustrated because he wasn't understanding what I was saying, I guess. Or he didn't want to understand. So I don't know, I got a little frustrated, but ain't nothing you could do at that point. It's just kind of like one of those things in your life you just got to go through and get through it. And hopefully I can tell my kids about it, or I can inform people on, hey, you don't have to fight back. You just, if you're right, you're right. The truth going to set you free. So just go do it. Go through with it. Hey, you'll be all right on the other side. Don't resist. Just go ahead. And they tell you go to jail. Okay, just go.
Let's ask the question that everybody wants to know, right?
Right.
Does this play out differently if you're a white guy?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, to be honest, because in Montgomery County, they have a no refusal law. So if they feel like you're intoxicated, you can't tell them, no, I don't want to go to jail. It's like no refusal, or that's how it was explained to me. So I don't know. Maybe so, but the law in Montgomery County, I would hope to believe that whatever color you are, you're going to jail. I believe that's why I would hope it's that way. And it's straight like that across the board, white, black, brown, green, blue. If they feel like you're intoxicated, no refusal law, you got to go to jail.
Awesome. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate it. Stay safe.
All right.
Hey, Ed, how you doing? It's Sal Capaccio over here, WGR Radio. Good to see you. Welcome back to Buffalo.
What's going on?
Hey, last year, I know you you talked a little about, you know, pressing a little bit early in the season, trying to get that sack, you know, things like that. But then you really kind of exploded a little bit on the scene the second half of the year. It seemed like your game rose. Was there a point in time where maybe the light bulb went on or something clicked, something was different with you? Can you pinpoint when maybe that started shifting for you?
I don't know. It all come with experience. Like if I knew what I knew the second half of the season, the first half of the season, I'd have had 3 or 4, but I didn't know. So what you don't know, you don't know what you don't know. So like I missed some easy layup ones at the beginning of the year. Like, if I don't know, just keep rushing. I just flip your hips right here. I just reach. I'd have had 3 or 4. So you don't know what you don't know. So.
What about the speed of the game? Did that did maybe something there kind of slow down? You see things better because you have more reps, so therefore you can play faster?
Right. Right. More reps. You have a veteran president like Jordan Phillips, who come in and he kind of show you how to do it, and then you go imitate. So having somebody older than you to kind of like guide you a little bit, because I was coming from playing the zero nose and playing the three technique. So I still had some old, I wouldn't say bad habits, but some habits that were not productive for a three technique. So just getting those all out of my system and starting to actually play the position the right way. I mean, just that in itself, you're bound to get 5 or 6.
Thanks, Ed.
Big Ed Oliver, good morning. Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports Cincinnati, man. What's good?
What's good?
Hey, now I'm a football coach. I train my kids all day long, and I see you working with Coach BT. I see you out there with the footwork king. Right. Man, to see you be that big, to be moving like that, I mean, how does that really help you, and how does that really translate to the field?
You quick. I'm naturally going to be faster than O-lineman, so that just in itself, and I'm a quick and powerful guy, so, like, that just translates to the field. When I get it going the right way, it's easy for me to pop this way, pop that way, do whatever I need to do.
Now, you got a bunch of new faces on that defensive front. You second year playing that three tech, you know, what are your expectations with the new guys playing alongside you?
They great talents. Like I'm honored to play with them, to be honest. Great guys around you, everybody rises, you know what I'm saying? So I was just excited to play, to be honest. We got great veteran presence. Even not like we didn't have it. We got Jerry Hughes, we got Mario Addison, you know what I'm saying? We got Butler, you know. We just got a lot of older guys in the room, so, and we got great coaching, so it should be fun. But it is fun right now already, and we ain't even put the pads on.
Man, it seems like you're just ready to cut loose right now, man. We great to have you in the building, and I can't wait to see you guys get it in with when the game starts.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ed, Dan Fates up here in Rochester. What was the support like from your teammates going through this? Because you were silent on social media, but I can imagine that you just wanted to scream, like, guys, there's nothing going on. What was the support like from your teammates, Bean, McDermott?
Well, I think I got arrested on a Saturday night. I got out there Sunday, and then we had meetings Monday. So Monday, I just ran it to them, like, basically what happened. And I probably some of the guys was like, I don't know if that happened like that, but I was trying to tell, like, I feel like nobody believed me. I feel like I was guilty until proven innocent, not innocent until proven guilty. I feel like everybody was like, why are you drinking and driving? Like, you kill people doing that and da 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 da. I like, bro, I was just riding my phone. I'm on my way home. I got up early in the morning, went out of town, ride my bike, come home. I get pulled over. They say I'm drunk driving. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. A lot of my teammates know that I'm pretty much a country guy. Like I ain't with all the rah rah. I just stick to myself and I do me. Like I like horses and foals and stuff like that. I like outdoor type. So they believe, like, yeah, he'll probably pulling the trailer up, it more than likely was swerving. He got a big truck, y'all. Yeah, that sounds like Ed, but like drunk driving, they're like, maybe speeding a little bit, that might be it. But like they're like something ain't right with it. But I feel like some of the guys believe me, some of the guys thought it might be more to it. But I just told them the truth. I just came clean, like ain't nothing to lie about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.